Yeah, you just read it, back it up, and modify it, give it another name, and or another dash one or B1 or something like that. And that way, if you do screw it up, you can just write it back. So yeah, there's no difference in programming between the E and the non-E. Just to let you know, like it says, I'm sitting right now staring at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this one, 6 of them. So, and I, believe me, I've totally wiped them. I mean, completely taken the firmware out of them and everything else. And I really played with it. You could also open up your own account. Believe it or not, those guys are real ham friendly. All you do is go there and just tell them you want an account to download the official stuff. And they're actually pretty good about it. I think, you know, they like, I mean, even though they don't say it, but I think they're trying to give some of their legacy products some value, you know, so that, you know, they could get sold, you know. So if they want to go in there and sell some big fancy stuff to the new, you know, new departments or what have you, or new businesses, you know, at least there's some value there. So they were real friendly towards me. They've talked to me on the tech support line, everything else like that. So I just figured I'd let you know. It's, you know, I understand your reservation and I appreciate it, you know, and all that other stuff. I don't want to do anything you don't want to do, but I just let you know it's pretty secure. So so however you want to do it, you know, that's fine, you know. But yeah, they're more than ham friendly, at least at the company level, from my experience.